Orange community remembers Bill Steiner. Residents and leaders in the city of Orange, California, are mourning the loss of community leader, former city council member, and former Orange County supervisor Bill Steiner. He passed away at the age of 85 on December 15. His friends and colleagues remember him as a pillar in the community of Orange, with a deep passion for helping underserved children. Steiner began his career in public service in the 1980s when he first served on the Orange Unified School District's Board of Education. He then represented the City of Orange as a council member before his election to the Orange County Board of Supervisors, where he represented the 4th Supervisorial District until 1999. Most memorably, Steiner helped raise around $8.5 million with the Orange Wood Foundation, established in 1981, to create the Orange Wood Children's Home, which opened in 1985. The center acts as a shelter for abused and neglected children in Orange County. When it first opened, it housed around 150 kids a day, and Steiner was famous for knowing almost all their names, according to his obituary by the Orange County Register. He served as the center's executive director until 1986, when he resigned to focus on the Orange Wood Foundation as its executive director, according to the obituary. Orange resident Pat Buttress, who works as an aide to County Supervisor Don Wagner, was a dear friend of Steiner for many years, including during his political career. All that time, Bill constantly was helping abused and abandoned children in Orange County. That was his priority. His priority was children, she said. Buttress serves as the president of the Orange Rotary Club, where Steiner was a member and would attend on a weekly basis. She said she always was impressed by Steiner, who lived alone and would drive himself to the meetings. Despite having breathing issues, which required him to carry an oxygen tank, he had to be independent. He got to stay that way, and he always was, she said. Steiner passed during a solo trip to visit his grandson in New York, which Buttress said was fitting since he loved his family and his grandchildren more than anything. Buttress recalled her last words to Steiner when he was leaving her house for her Christmas party on December 14. He got into his car, and I said, "Merry Christmas, Bill, I love you." He said, "Merry Christmas, Pat, I love you too," she said. "We don't always get those kind of words as being the last words, and I cherish that." Former Orange mayor and fellow Rotary Club member Carolyn Kavesh told the Epoch Times Steiner was everyone's favorite person. She said he was so popular in the city, she jokingly would refer to him as the godfather of Orange. "Bill Steiner was one of my most favorite people in the entire world, and I think he was that for pretty much anybody who had any contact with him at all," Kavesh said. She said she remembered him as very kind, thoughtful, and an excellent listener, but above all, he was someone who was proud of his family and helped the community. He made everybody feel important and loved. He probably was regionally for political and elected office one of the most successful people in Orange County, she said. Kavesh mentioned whenever she asked him about his family, his face would light up with joy. "When you ask about them, like, how many grandchildren are you up to now, Bill? Or how are your kids doing?" His face would literally light up. He loved his family, and he loved his kids, she said. Orange Councilwoman Ariana Barrios told the Epoch Times she knew Steiner since she was a child. Her father Russ served on the Orange Unified Board of Trustees with him, which was the first elected office for them both. "I just remember how amazing they were together. Dedicated to students and eager to roll up their sleeves and help families reach their goals," Barrios said. "Bill was a true servant leader, always present and willing to mentor young people and emerging leaders be their very best. I am very fortunate to count myself among those." She said she learned early on from Steiner the true meaning of public service. "Through Bill's example, I learned early on that public service is one of the noblest pursuits when personal ambition is put aside and the work is done in the service of others," she said. Orange Mayor Dan Slater also commemorated Steiner on his passion for helping children. He recalled a memory of Steiner in an interview with the Epoch Times when he was given a tour of the Orange Wood Children's Hall. when he took me to the room that held infants who were born to drug-addicted parents, the babies were basically screaming because they're going through detox. It was one of the saddest and upsetting things I've ever witnessed, Slater said. He always put his family and others first and was a warrior for children. Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer, who served on the Board of Supervisors with Steiner in the late 90s, told the Epoch Times Steiner taught him what he calls the most important rule in politics. "He taught me on the Board of Supes you have to count to three," he said. "Anything you do, you could be right, you may be wrong, but if you can't count to three, it doesn't matter." On the Orange County Board, three votes are required for a majority vote. And his point was, if you can't get a majority to support your issue, it doesn't really matter if you're right or wrong, Spitzer said. He's going to go down in history as one of the heavy hitters on the team. Even after he retired, he showed up at events like he was always around. Steiner is survived by 5 children, 16 grandchildren, and 1 great-grandchild, according to his obituary.